And President Trump made clear part of the plan was to take Venezuela's oil. The country has the world's largest oil reserves, which the U.S. helped develop exactly one century ago. But former leader Hugo Chavez kicked out some U.S. and other foreign energy companies, and today the industry produces a fraction of its capacity.
We're going to be replacing it, and we're going to take a lot of money out so that we can take care of the country.
But the president made clear today was not only about Venezuela. This was about displaying an ability and willingness to enforce regional domination and embracing the early 19th century declaration by President Monroe to block foreign colonialism in the Americas.
They now call it the Donroe Document. I don't know. Under our new national security strategy, American dominance in the Western Hemisphere will never be questioned again.
Rubio made clear the next possible target.
Yeah, look, if I lived in Havana and I was in the government, I'd be concerned.
And to critics who question whether a president who was elected in part to avoid foreign entanglements...
Why is running a country in South America America first?
Well, I think it is because we want to surround ourselves with good neighbors. We want to surround ourselves with stability. We want to surround ourselves with energy. We have tremendous energy in that country.
Regime change not for democracy, but for energy and for its own sake. As the question tonight in Caracas and perhaps around the world, now what?